The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We want to welcome you to the show, and we want to welcome our guest, Mike, Mike Horst from Bel Air Gun Range. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. We're just going to have a conversation like we'd have on the phone, and, jurisdictions and states and places all around the country are restricting firearms more and more and more, Oregon being the latest one with their Measure 114, has the state police there scrambling to put a permit to buy system in, permit to purchase system in place. 30-some counties in Oregon, and six of them, in the most populated counties, voted for this measure. It passed by about 1.5%, the bulk of Oregon is opposed to, increasing the restrictions on firearm purchases and so forth. And this is all firearm purchases, not just handguns. There's magazine restrictions in the bill. There's you can't go out of state to purchase a firearm. Sounds a little bit like what Maryland did under Governor O'Malley when we went to the firearms system that we have now. So I know you've been through all of that many hundreds of times, if not thousands, and we invited you to be a guest on the show to give us a lowdown on, based on conversations that you and I had in the store, give us a lowdown on the handgun situation here in Maryland. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and there's a lot of people that, quite frankly, are overpaying to have their handguns, their carry permits and their HQLs come into place. And there's a lot of people out there that are claiming to be in the business. And, we wanted to go right to the top of the food chain, which is you and the folks at Bel Air Gun Range. So,
well, I appreciate you having me on. The law in Maryland has been, we've had the handgun qualification license in place since October the 1st, 2013.
Okay.
And what that basically did was required a license to buy most handguns in the state of Maryland. There are some folks who are exempt from HQL, but notably that would be active duty, military, active duty police, retired military, and retired police. There's also a class of firearms that are not subject to HQL, and that would be curio and relic guns. The ATF definition of a curio and relic firearm is anything that is 50 years old or older.
Okay.
So, under the current law, what they did was they did a grandfathering for folks who had purchased and still owned what they termed a regulated firearm, which prior to 2013, a regulated firearm was anything that you had to have a 7-day wait to get.
Okay.
That would have been handguns, and that would have been certain semi-automatic modern sporting rifles, AR-15s, AK-47s, those types of
right.
So if you had purchased one of those prior to October the 1st, 2013, you could obtain, you still need to get an HQL, but you could do so without any kind of training requirement. So the requirement is currently, if someone is coming in off the street, no military, so there are, let me just back up a minute. There are also exemptions for folks who have honorable discharge from any branch of the United States military.
Okay.
So if somebody wanted to get an H, well, if somebody comes into my shop and says, I want to buy this pistol, and it's not a CNR, then the first thing that we'll do is ask them if they are honorably discharged veteran. We tell them how to obtain the HQL, and basically it's getting a live scan fingerprint, and it is submitting an application to the state website. They were taking about 10 days to come back, but right now licensing is just bogged down with a lot of applications, mostly for wear and carry permits.
And that's from the Supreme Court decision.
That is, yes, exactly. So what's happened is it's taken about 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. Licensing, a great bunch of people down there. They work hard. They try to work with us as much as they can. And they try to do the right thing for people of Maryland. So
I want to stop you right there for a second.
Sure.
You're talking about the Maryland State Police.
Yes.
These folks are not opposed to people owning and having firearms. Like you said, they're a great bunch of people. They work diligently to try and get those applications through the process. The state police are not the enemy. They are tasked with doing this by our lawmakers.
Absolutely. And
it's
been my experience, and I've been doing this now for about 15 years, that the folks in licensing are generally going to be very pro Second Amendment people, and they're going to work with us and with the applicant as diligently as they can.
Yeah, nobody in the Maryland State Police in the licensing division where people are trying to get their HQLs and their carry permits, nobody is there, you know, holding up the process. Nobody's there, you know, trying to jam it up. Most people are there trying to facilitate the law, which is to carry through, you know, and make sure that people get their HQLs and their carry permits. You know, they're not the log jam in the system. Just they're overwhelmed and understaffed. And
yeah,
quite frankly, there's not a lot of funding for this either from the state.
Yeah, this Supreme Court decision, I think it really surprised a lot of people. And the fact that, you know, initially the AG said, well, you know, we're not going to issue permits. We're going to wait, and we're going to take a wait-and-see approach. And then Governor Hogan stepped in and said, you know, you got to have to do this. You're going to have to issue permits. So they started doing that. And it's been great. The whole thing is where you had maybe 2,000 people a year, and I'm just pulling a number out of the air, you got 25,000 to 30,000 people all of a sudden wanting to get carry permits. So, you know, that created this bottleneck. And even with that, they're still getting the permits out. But I'm seeing with my customers is there's a 90-day window, and they're getting them out in 70-75 days for the most part.
That's good.
Of course, everything's going to be on a case-by-case basis. So you're going to have people who maybe have something on their record that has to be explained,
yep,
and so on. So, but for the most part, I've been very pleased with what I've seen from them thus far. It's been good.
Okay, so you're talking primarily about the HQL, people who are exempt from the handgun qualification license, and that is only needed to purchase a new firearm. And you've also said if you've owned a firearm prior to 2013, you're exempt from the training. You can still get an HQL, but you don't need the training. You just need to get the apply for the HQL if you want to purchase another firearm.
That's correct.
So our listener, John B., just said, I have a firearm that was purchased 15 years ago, a revolver, from one of the shops, not a private owner, did all the paperwork. Am I exempt from the training, and what does he need?
Yes, he is exempt from the training. And what he would need to do is go onto the Maryland State Police Handgun Qualification License website and create an account and get fingerprinted, get a live scan fingerprint, and it's self-explanatory at that point. But having said that, it's a computer.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I see with not a majority, but a significant minority of my customer base is they're not real adept at computer stuff. So,
right, got it.
But it's really pretty easy. You know, I always jokingly tell people, get your grandchildren to help you with it.
Yeah, I understand that one. That's
right.
For sure. Yeah. Well, but
yeah.
What if that's the only handgun he ever wants to own? What if he doesn't want to buy another one?
Well, then he doesn't need an HQL.
Doesn't need anything. But
no.
You know, if he does, then that's good to go.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And you do not need another thing. This is a little confusing. We get the question a lot about. There are certain classes of AR-15 rifles that are still legal to sell in Maryland.
Yes.
And you do not need an HQL to buy one of those. You also, there's no 7-day waiting period on AR-15 rifles.
That's now, simply the 4473 or whatever that form is now, right?
Yeah, you do the 4473 and you take the gun with you as long as you pass the background check.
Right.
Now, there is one gray area, and this is confusing to some folks. We get a lot of questions about this. Maryland allows us to sell stripped AR-15 lower receivers. So you do have a waiting period for those, but you do not need an HQL to buy a stripped lower receiver.
That's for somebody who wants to build their own firearm.
Correct. Yes.
And these lower receivers are all numbered. They're all serial numbered, which was the big ghost gun controversy about a firearm. Are the stripped receivers, are they serialized or are they not?
Oh, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, the state, there's a law that went into effect on June 1st this year that anything that was what they called an 80% lower, which would be, it's 80% done. Of course, you know, for somebody like me who's not very mechanical, it's probably more like 30%. But
right.
Anyway, they're no longer legal to sell in the state. So everything that we sell or that any shop is going to be selling is going to be serialized. It's going to have a manufacturer's name on it. And it's... You go in, you pay for it, you do the application, and then 7 days later, the state sends you an email that says that you can go pick up the firearm.
I got it. I got you. All right.
Mike,
hang on right there. We're going to take we got to take one of our commercial breaks for the hour, and
all right.
And we will be right back to you here real soon. When we come back, I want you to explain the difference between an HQL and a carry permit. And whether or not you can get a carry permit without having an HQL. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll talk about that when we come back. How's that?
Very good.
All right. So our friends at Backyard Billy's have kind of switched up a little bit from the gas fireplace inserts, which are still very readily available, but people tend to be moving now towards the pellet and the wood stoves. So we've recommended the Enviro company because that's who has, who's done our gas fireplace insert, but they also have a very nice selection of pellet stoves as well. Not only freestanding, but inserts as well. So my recommendation when you go to research these is stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island and take a look at the selection. They'll be more than glad to share a brochure with you. You can go online and look at the Enviro Company for their selection and so forth. And that way you can have an intelligent conversation. Enviro.com is the website. You can have an intelligent conversation. You can do some research. You can see prices and so forth and make your decision from there whether you want to go pellet, gas, or wood fire. Now, the folks at Regency also make some really nice wood fire inserts and freestanding units as well. Regency, and you know, these things look just like a fireplace that you would, you know, add wood to. They're wood burners. You know, it's just a little different than having, you know, a brick encasement and you put the logs in. It's a unit that you feed with wood or pellets. So Enviro and Regency are the two brands we want to talk about at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If you're looking for something to heat your home, some supplemental source for heat rather than electric or, you know, or gas or fuel oil, something that's even more expensive than wood or pellets, which would be fossil fuels, you want to make sure you stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're located Route 50 at Exit 44B coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Backyardbillies.com has a lot of great information. The Hearth America Facebook page can show you the specials. And you can call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They are open 7 days a week, including today and tomorrow. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after this.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on.
You sing it, Hank, brother. You sing the truth, doesn't he, Mike?
That's a great song.
It is a great song. Yeah. So. Yeah, stopped by to see you the other day. One of our other sponsors, I had lunch at Madonna Seafood, to carry out fish sandwich. It was great. I don't know if you guys ever eat there or not, but
it's a great spot.
No
sure.
question. Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. So welcome back, Mike Horst. We're talking about purchasing a handgun or a regulated firearm here in Maryland, and so the Supreme Court said that you can now carry a firearm legally. Concealed carry, which means that, you know, you can keep it in a belt holster, shoulder holster, something like that, and carry it on your purse in Maryland. Had to agree with the Supreme Court ruling, but what is the difference between an HQL, a concealed carry permit? Can you get one without the other? Tell us a little bit more in depth about what that all means, because there's a lot of confusion out there. Do I have to have an HQL before I get a concealed carry permit? Do I have to take courses for both? Clear the air and tell us all about that, if you would.
Okay. So Maryland actually calls it a wear and carry.
Okay.
So under Maryland law, it does not specify that it has to be concealed.
Okay.
So if you want to open carry, now, I would never open carry because I just don't want to draw that much attention to myself.
Makes sense.
So what we generally suggest to people is you get what they call the wear and carry permit, which that is, a 16-hour training course, and there are exemptions from that. So honorably discharged military veterans are exempt from that training. Retired military are going to be honorably discharged. Retired police, they're going to be exempt from that training. Some police officers, I've seen, most of them are doing LEOSA, which is a separate type of carry permit that's only available to retired law enforcement. But I do have some who get the Maryland wear and carry permit. So you do not need an HQL to get the wear and carry permit. That's not a requirement. In fact, what we usually tell folks is if you're not in a hurry to buy a new gun and you do not have an HQL, you can get the wear and carry permit, and then the state will issue you a what they call permit exempt HQL, and you're going to be saving a $50 HQL fee, and they do not require a fingerprint or a permit exempt HQL. So you
All right.
can.
I'm going to ask you to repeat that. If you purchased a firearm, a handgun, or let's just say handgun for simplification, prior to 2013,
yes,
you can apply for a wear and carry permit and likely receive it without having to take the HQL training, and you will receive an email offering you an HQL?
So what happens is once you get the Maryland permit in hand,
right,
and you have to go back in to the HQL website, which is separate from the wear and carry website. They're two different websites.
Okay.
But you have to proactively do this. You have to go into that HQL website, and
okay,
what you would do is apply for a permit exempt HQL.
Permit exempt because now you have a wear and carry permit.
Correct.
Okay.
So you would fill all the information out. You would put in your handgun permit number, and typically there are only a couple of days you have the HQL in hand.
I got it.
So sometimes I'll get people come in, and they don't have HQL, they have a handgun permit, they've had it for years, and they'll
right.
say, oh, well, I don't need HQL, I got this. Well, you do need HQL. The good news is it's not going to cost you anything to get
got it.
Got it. So if somebody, I mean, HQL is only required if you're going to purchase another firearm.
Right, right.
So if you got all the guns you're ever going to want, then, and you want to legally carry a firearm, then you just apply for the wear and carry permit, and just you got the gun that already. Personally, I would go ahead and get the free HQL afterwards just to
right.
have it, you know, in case I really wanted found something I really wanted.
Sure.
So, that we get that a lot too. Like, I get people telling me, oh yeah, I was told you need an HQL before you get wear and carry, and that's simply not the case.
That's good to know. So in my case, okay, when the gun laws were coming into effect in 2013, I purchased a couple of handguns, okay? A couple of handguns that I have. And, you know, like everybody else said, you did the waiting period, you did the paperwork, you passed the, you know, the background check and so forth, and I don't carry. I just have them for protection here at the house. But let's say I saw a really good deal on a firearm that I wanted to purchase. The point of the HQL is to be ready for that situation. If you decide that, you know, you want to step up from a 22 to a 9mm, a 9mm to a 45, or whatever it might be, you want to purchase another handgun, you can apply for the wear and carry permit on that firearm that's, you know, 10 years old or older, and then use that serial number or either of those serial numbers to receive your wear and carry permit. Now, is the wear and carry permit serial number specific?
No. No,
so if I have two different handguns and I have a wear and carry permit, I can carry either one of those on the same permit.
That's correct.
Or one of five or one of 12 or however many I own. Okay.
Yeah.
But if I apply for the wear and carry permit on the firearms that I've owned and receive that, then I can go back in and receive a free HQL once I have the wear and carry permit and then be able to purchase a firearm after that.
That is exactly right.
Now, is there any class time for a wear and carry permit?
So for most people, it's going to be 16 hours of training.
Okay.
And there is a live fire component. So typically most courses, and everybody's course is a little different. The way we do it at our shop is going to be different than what other people do.
Right.
Our particular course is 12 hours in the classroom and 4 hours on the firing line.
That's pretty extensive time on the firing line.
Yeah, well, we provide 50 rounds of ammo as part of the course tuition, and that's 25 for a practice round and 25 for the course of fire, which is that's included. But typically, the customer's going to need to purchase another 100 rounds of ammo for the shooting exercises that we have been doing.
Right.
So, I really think that one of the things that is so important with all this is spending trigger time with that firearm and knowing that gun backward and forward, spending a lot of time on it, loading it, changing magazines if it's a semi-auto, to clear malfunctions. Those are all really important. You don't necessarily need, you can do, there's a couple different dry fire programs. I think Mantis is one of them. I'm not sure of the others, but spend as much time with that firearm as humanly possible is, in my opinion, very important.
Okay. I got it. Now, we had talked about some of these courses that are out there, people being, overcharged, and they're not able to qualify because of the, the limitations on the range, or because the instructor says, well, you've got to fire, 25 rounds at 15 yards or something like that. You at Bel Air Gun Range make it a little bit easier for that person to work into firing that gun at a farther distance. You were telling me that you have, so many shots at 3 yards, so many shots at 5 yards. Tell me about that a little bit.
Sure. So our course of fire is 3 yards. You're going to shoot 5 rounds of ammo. 5 yards, you're going to shoot 10 rounds. It's going to be 5 rounds and then a mag change and 5 more rounds. And there is a time limit on that. It's not real hard to do.
Right.
If you're familiar with your gun, you should be able to do it.
Right.
Five more rounds at 7 yards, so now we're up to 20. And then 5 rounds at 15 yards. And we're using the standard B-27 Silhouette target.
Okay.
That's the target that we use in our training. The state does not have a set course of fire. They didn't say this is what you need to do. So if you have 100 different instructors, you're likely to have, I won't say 100 different
courses of fire. Yeah,
exactly. So what we're doing is we're trying to make it realistic, because most people are not going to have to engage targets at a far distance with a handgun. In fact, in my personal opinion, if I'm 15 yards away, I'm going to try to get out of that situation before I start shooting at people at that distance.
Absolutely.
But the 3 yards, 5 yards, 7 yards, that's more likely of a scenario that you would have to use a firearm to defend your life.
Exactly.
So that's why we do what we do. Like I said, everybody's got different, and I'm not saying they're wrong. This is just what we've chosen to do.
Right.
In our particular situation.
Okay. Gotcha. A couple questions from listeners. Bill from Westminster said, is there a written test, and can you fail this course?
So there is not a written test. You can fail. You can fail on the shooting portion. One of the things that I have seen, and we've trained a lot of people since the beginning of July, is people not being familiar enough with the gun that they want to qualify with.
Right.
So, you know, you don't want to walk in on this without being somewhat adept in shooting.
Okay.
So, now, typically what we'll do is we have not failed anybody to the point where, hey, you know, you're not getting a permit. We'll work with them. We do some remedial training and have them come back in and work with an instructor to sharpen their skills.
Okay. But it's like 100% hands on. It's the 16 hours of classroom and you know, time on, is it 16 hours of classroom?
What's 12
and 4. Got it.
Yeah.
So it's primarily a hands-on type of thing. You familiarize people with their firearm, types of firearms, that type of thing. And then the range time is the pass or fail type of situation there. And it's mostly pass, or, you know, if somebody can't hit all five at 15 yards, then you work with them as far as their shooting skills is concerned. You want people to be able to take their course in confidence, pass in confidence, and be competent with their firearm and confident with their firearm when they're through with the course. That's the whole game plan, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not doing this to fail people.
No,
we're doing this to help people get better at shooting.
Right.
To the point where they're going to feel confident carrying a firearm.
Right.
And we want them to be able to handle that gun under a lot of different scenarios. So it doesn't happen when somebody gets involved in a shooting. It's not like it is when you're standing on the firing line and everything's nice and easy.
So, right.
So we want them to be able to work with that firearm, handle it in a lot of different adverse conditions.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. You're there to pass people, not fail them.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, I mean, we've had just a tremendous number of people come in to shoot, to practice. Because,
yeah.
I mean, let's face it, there's tens of thousands of people trying to do this, and
sure,
they're not all going to take their training from one place. And,
nope.
And it's been really good. I really enjoyed seeing, not only from a business standpoint, of course it's been good. I mean, I like being busy. Yeah, any businessman does.
Sure.
But also just to see people have some enthusiasm for learning to get
something
better.
And being able to feel confident to protect themselves and their family and their home.
Sure, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I've been very pleased. I think the customers have really shown a great appreciation for what we're doing with them, and it's been really good. And as I said, licensing has been, they've been under a lot of stress with all these applications, and they've done very well,
yeah.
I think.
So. Gotcha. Well, good point to stop right there, Mark. Mike, we have to do another round of commercials here for the store, and hang in there with us, and we'll keep going.
All right.
Here's a question from a listener, and we'll answer this after the break. If a person bought the 80% lower before the new law, and it's without a number, is it required to then have a number inscribed on the gun? Hold your answer on that, and we will come back after the break. So,
I got it, man.
You got it. All right. Spurrier's Tire Service, you know. I love those guys. They're right up the street. I think next week I'm going to try and get my tires on. They're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. And I want to say this. I say that's where the locals get their tires done. You can be from Kent Island. You can be from Queenstown. You can be from Chestertown. You can be from Centerville. You can be from Salisbury or Cambridge or any place else. You know, the range of Spurrier's Tire Service you know, is all across the Eastern Shore. You can be from Delaware. You can be from anywhere in the region, and you will be glad that you went to Spurrier's Tire Service. How about that? Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your back 40, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and even wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or give Spurrier's Tire Service a call in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384. Our friends at Backyard Billy's are offering a new brand of grill, wood fire grills, the Memphis brand. The Memphis brand. You might want to check that out. And these are stainless steel grills that are built for building in. They've got the extra cabinets. They've got the grill, of course. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're freestanding or built-in, whatever you prefer. I would invite you to visit memphisgrills.com and then go see Backyard Billy's. They even have a new island option that they provide, the island, and there's, you know, like seven or eight drawers on that along with the island topper grill, which is pretty cool. So Memphis Grills is the new addition at Backyard Billy's. And don't forget, they are the leading provider of pellet and wood stoves here on the shore. Pellet grills by Enviro, the same people that make the gas fireplace insert that I've been telling you about, freestanding and inserted pellet grills, and then also Regency with the wood inserts and fireplaces, as well as freestanding units as well. So check all that out at Hearth America at Backyard Billy. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's Facebook page, backyardbillies.com on the website, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back with Mike Horst from Bel Air Gun Range. Mike, one question is, the courses that you offer, what is the cost?
So our course fee is $300.
And what does that include?
That includes the classroom materials, lunch on the Saturday, which range day is Sunday. So what we do, it's 4 hours on Friday, 8 hours on Saturday, and 4 hours on Sunday. So students get I'm using the USCCA curriculum. My main instructor is USCCA certified. It's just a different organization than the NRA. The NRA is the oldest in terms of training,
right.
Firearms training. So you get the USCCA course material, lunch on Saturday, 50 rounds of ammo on Sunday, a gun if you need it. I make my rental firearms available to people if they want to use something. Maybe they don't own a gun yet. They're getting the carry permit, but they haven't really settled on what they're going to use.
I got it.
So, yeah, that's what we charge. And then the additional expense involved would be the $60 for the fingerprinting and the application fee of the state. So,
got it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, I think you're going to see most people right around that same price range. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right.
Yeah.
The AR-15 question about 80%.
Right. So there's a requirement to have those serialized, and I apologize if I don't know the exact date, but what the state said was they made every federal firearms licensee eligible to do the engraving of a serial number. We chose to not do that because we're just so busy with everything else. But there are folks in the area, and there are also places where you can send a firearm out, or the 80% lower out, have it engraved, they send it back, and then you would do a voluntary registration with the Maryland State Police.
Once you have that engraved, then you voluntarily reach back out to the state police and let them know what the number is.
That's correct. And what we saw predominantly, it was polymer 80, which is a 80% Glock frame. So
right.
What I've been seeing here the last couple of months is there are some companies that sell OEM Glock frames that you can buy. They're legal. Of course, you have to have them shipped to an FFL and do paperwork. And then folks are taking their all the parts off of the polymer 80 frame and putting it onto the Glock frame. So
they're actually replacing the frame with one that's already serialized.
Correct, yes. And I mean, what I've been seeing is most people are charging around $75 to do the engraving.
Okay.
Might be a little more than that, might be a little less, but that seems to be the average.
Someone should look into lower engraving Maryland or something like that to find somebody to be able to
do that. Yeah, I would do like
okay.
Firearm serial number engraving, and I mean there's a couple places where you can send it out and they do it, and I believe there's some local folks doing it as well. Like I said, we just don't have time and to get involved.
Your shop is busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're busy all the time. So, but yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, is there anything, we're near the end of the hour here, anything that we've left out of the conversation that you'd like the folks to know?
No, I just, I would just like to tell people that if you're going to do this, to pursue the wear and carry in particular, is practice. And
good words.
Be familiar with the gun. I can't emphasize that enough.
I got it. All right. Well, Mike Horst from Bel Air Gun Range, located in Bel Air. I think we'll run your commercial one last time so people know where you're located and what you offer, and we'll close out the show like that. Mike, thanks for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it.
It was a pleasure, and have a good afternoon.
You too, and have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mike. All right. Aaron, you know what to do.
Guns or not much, but want to learn. Bel Air Gun Range.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much, but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range